You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you, and pick up your copy today.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in today. You're again listening to Kingdom Sound. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries, where our pastors are Pastor Thomas Robinson and Pastor Teresa Robinson. We just thank you for listening to us. We're here every Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Thank you. God bless you to our listeners that are faithful to tune in. You let Pastor Robinson know. We appreciate you. And so we just want to say, I'm Minister Andre Jordan. I'm in the studio today. Thank God for the platform, for the opportunity to just be a voice sharing the good news of the gospel and hopefully encouraging and inspiring us to continue in God, continue in faith, continue in obedience, to get up, get out, and go do what God has called us to do. Father, I just thank you today for every heart that you've divinely caused to be able to hear my voice today and that are tuning into the radio broadcast. Bless your people today, Father. Strengthen us today. Father, help us to take courage in you. Help us to be filled with faith, Father. Don't let our faith fail us, Father, but let us be strong in the Lord and in your mighty power today. Father, bless our day. Let the word pierce our heart. Let the word, Father, cause us to triumph, cause us to walk in victory, cause us to elevate and come up in how we see you, how we perceive you, Father. I pray in the name of Jesus, let us be busy about our Father's business today. All right, let's go. Let's grab our Bibles, grab our phones, Google the word. Walk with me in the word today, will you? We're looking at Acts 16. I love the word. I trust you love the word. And so just while we're teaching, if you get it with me, that gives us time in the word together today, which is a wonderful thing. Acts chapter 16, verse 25 is where we're teaching today. It says, at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, and they sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. At midnight, at the time of transitioning, that means you've at the breaking of a new day, honestly, because 11:59, that's the end of the old day. At midnight, it's a whole new day breaking forth. In the wee hours of the morning, while we're in our bed sleep, Paul and Silas were awake at the transitioning or the breaking of a new day. Midnight is now the first of the new day. 12 o'clock midnight. So Paul and Silas were praying. They were singing praise unto God, and the prisoners heard them. But it's so important at the sometimes our lives bring about transition. One door closes, another door opens. One season ends, another season begins. And sometimes at the place of transition, it doesn't feel good because we don't know what's next. We know what was familiar, but we don't know what's up ahead. We don't know the future. But I want to say today, you and I can pray in the transition we're facing. You and I can praise in the transitions we're facing because our God knows the future. So we can trust in him. We can relax in him. We can rest in him. I don't know the future, but I know God and I know he does. And I'm safe in his hands. My future is safe. My destiny is safe. My purpose is safe because of who God is. So I just wanted to say that because midnight is a time of transitioning, leaving one day, transitioning to the new day. And God wants to do new things in our lives in this new season, in this new day, if we participate and allow him. It says the prisoners was listening to him in Paul and Silas. The prisoners could hear them praying to the God of heaven, praising him. And suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open. Look at God. Look at God. What they were praising and praying and got a suddenly. I look at the scripture and I'm looking for a formula. So if I pray to God, invite him into every situation and circumstance of my life and praise him, pray and praise. Talk to God about it and praise him for the victory. God just might show up and give me a suddenly. Come on. It says, and there was suddenly there was a great earthquake out of nowhere. Here comes turnaround out of nowhere. God is using nature to give me a turnaround. God is using nature to intervene on my behalf. Suddenly there was an earthquake so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken. There are systems set up in the world today that God can shake the very foundation of these systems. There's unfavorable systems set up in the world today that God can cause an earthquake to shake, a spiritual earthquake, to shake the foundations of these systems. Look at the political system. God can cause a spiritual earthquake to shake the foundations, to bring about change for on behalf of his people, breakthrough on behalf of his people. And immediately all the doors were opened up. Think about the prison system. That's a system. Healthcare system. Political system. There are systems in place that God wants to supernaturally shake the foundations of these systems and to cause them to come toppling down. Immediately, the doors that were closed were open. God wants to open doors for you and I. He wants to open doors in everyone's bands. He wants to loose the bands. Everyone's bands were loose. Everyone's bands were loose. He opened the doors and he loosed the bands. And so you know what that means? The people can go free. God opens prison doors and he loosed the bands. What prison door is keeping us shut out? What prison door is a barrier to our growth, to our momentum, to our going forward? What foundation does God need to topple so that he can set the captives free? Free in our minds, free in our minds, free in our emotions, free in our soul. Break the bands, loosen the bands so that we can go free from what hinders, what holds us back, what we've been dragging along. Let it go so we can go free in God. God wants to free us. God's come to free us today. Most of the times we need to be free in our mind. God, give us a kingdom mindset. Let us be renewed in our minds. Free my mind to believe your word, to believe for the impossible, to believe for greater, to believe for bigger, believe for better, to believe you want to use me. to believe you, to turn it around, to overthrow it. He let an earthquake come, shook the foundation of that thing. What do you think? An unstable foundation, something going to topple. It's not going to go well if the foundation is not stable. He shook it to the foundation all the way to the bottom, and immediately the doors were open and everyone's bands was loose. This is a beautiful picture, the freedom of Christ, the freedom Christ makes, the freedom. We know what it's like to be in bondage, a slave to sin. And then one day we heard the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He shook the foundation to the core of what we believe, what we thought before someone shared the good news of the gospel. We thought crazy. We thought all kinds of things, if the truth be told. We thought things that were against the word. The word was not what we believed. We believed in us. We believed in other people's words. But he shook the foundation. He opened the prison doors of our minds, of how we thought. He opened the prison doors and he loosed the bands. Christ had come that the captive might be set free. He loosed the bands, and the keeper of the prisoner, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, the keeper, the one in charge of keeping the prisoners, the jailer woke up. He woke asleep. He saw that the prison doors were open. He drew out his sword and he would have killed himself, supposing the prisoners had fled, supposing all of the prisoners had run out the prison, because the opportunity was there. The opportunity, God had come in, used the earthquake to come in and shake the foundation of that prison, loose the bands, open the doors. They didn't have to stay in there. Cells, because God had come in and broke through the prison doors to down to the foundation of the prison, had wrecked the whole thing. God want to wreck what's imprisoning you. God want to wreck and tear that thing down, tear down a stronghold over our lives, tear it down. And the jailer woke up, saw all of what the hand of the Lord had permitted to go forth, and he would have killed himself because he made the assumption that all the prisoners had fled in the midst of the earthquake that God had created or allowed to happen. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Do yourself no harm. Don't harm yourself, jailer. Don't hurt yourself, jailer. You don't have to take your life, jailer, for we are all here." He called for light. Oh, right there. He called for light. So the jailer is about to commit suicide because he knows if you are the jailer and you're responsible for keeping all these people in prison, that you, your life is going to be taken. You let all these prisoners go free, escape, then the warden is going to call for your life in place of their life. So Paul cries out with a loud voice and say, "Don't commit suicide. Don't take your life. We are all here. Don't harm yourself." Then the jailer called for light. That's a good thing to do. Do we know how important it is to call for light in dark times, in dark situation? Call for light. Sometimes we're going through something, or sometimes even when we are talking with people and they talking crazy, could be family members, spouses, coworkers, job situations, you're like, what happened? What's going on? Sometimes things happen unexpectedly, but we can call for light. Sometimes things happen, and before you can get your prayer through, call for light. I call for the light of God in this situation. Why? Because we see God demonstrated in the beginning, in the book of Genesis. He said, "Let there be light." permit, allow there to be light. We can call for the light of God's word to come forth in any situation. We can call for God to enlighten our eyes, enlighten our minds, our hearts, our spirits. Enlighten us, Lord. We can call for light. God called for light. You and I can call for light. We can do what we see our Father do. We can't be wrong when we duplicate, demonstrate what we see the Father do, demonstrate what we see Jesus for. The jailer calls for light in a dark situation, in a troubling time, in a situation that seemed like there was no light, there was no hope. I can call for light and God will illuminate. And furthermore, God has called me to be a light in the dark places, in the dark spaces, in the dark time. God has called for me to be a light that's set on a hill that lights up the region. He's called me to not put a bushel or hide my light, but he's called me to be a bright light. Let my light so shine that somebody will see the Lord today, that somebody will see Christ, that the light of the Lord will be shining forth out of my words, out of my speech. You'll hear the love of God out of my language, the language of light, the language of love, the language of God. You'll hear Christ loves me just by encountering me. See me in the grocery store. Let the light of the Lord be let the light of the Lord shine forth. How? Through the fruit of the Spirit evident in my life. Through love, through patience, through joy, through faithfulness, through gentleness, through self-control, through goodness, through kindness. Let us call for light and let us be the light to a dying world. Call for the light, Christ. Be the light. Be the light of God to those around us that are seated in darkness. There's places that the scripture says, and the people were in gross darkness. The world is growing darker daily. But you and I are the ambassadors of the kingdom of light. I am an ambassador of Christ. I'm an ambassador. I represent the kingdom of light. So therefore, my very presence in every situation and circumstance is to be a bearer of the light of Christ, is to be a light bearer. God wants us to be a light bearer today. He called for light and he sprang in and he came trembling and he fell down before Paul and Silas. This is the jailer. The jailer called for light. This is good because there's a whole world of people like the jailer that are in darkness. And God want to use you and me in their lives to be the light and bring the light and to shine the light of God in their life. Here it is, the jailer sprang into the cell with Paul and Silas, and he came trembling, shaking. He came trembling, convicted, and he fell down before Paul and Silas, and he brought them out of the cell, and he said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Can the world see your light? Can the world see Christ when they encounter you, when they engage with you? Are you a demonstration of Christ's love? Are you a demonstration of Christ's compassion? What does the world see when they encounter you and I today? What would the world's testimony be after they met me, after they met you? Can they say, "I saw the light of God in their life"? That is our aim and our goal and our assignment, to be light and salt in the earth, to be a savor, to be salty salt that gives savor, that adds flavor and savor to everything that it touches. He brought them out and he said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Why don't we see more souls saved? Is it because they can't see light? Is it because the blind are leading the blind? Is it because the light bearers have put their lights under bushels and the light bearers are walking around in darkness too, hiding the light, filled with the power of God, filled with the Spirit of God, filled with the answer, solution, and strategy from God's word? But we've put a bushel over our light.
We're trying to fit in the world. The Word of God declares, love not the world nor the things of the world. I'm not called to fit in. I'm not called to fit and walk with the status quo. I'm called to bring light to darkness. I'm called to be an illuminator. I'm called to be an illuminator of the life of Christ. I'm called to be an illuminator of the Word of God. I'm called to be a kingdom ambassador, lighting the way to salvation. There should be a whole trail of people following us as we lead with light the way of salvation. This, the jailer comes and he bows before them. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? Listen, somebody that we think is the least likely candidate, somebody that we're overlooking in prison, the jailer, you would be thinking they don't want to hear about the gospel. They don't want to hear about the good news. But let us not discriminate. Our job is to bear light. Our job is to be the light. Let us not get caught into discrimination. Well, they don't look like me. They don't want to hear about Jesus. They don't understand what that means. They don't know about that. Let us not make that decision. Let us not discriminate. Let us just be light. Bear light. Talk about the light. Give light. Share the light. Light it up. Let us be that one. People want Jesus. People want to come out of darkness. People want salvation. Now, they might not call it that. They might not know that language to say those words that I said. But people are in darkness and they want help. They want out. And you and I have help. We have hope. We have the Word. We have God's light. And He wants us to give it. Give your light to the world. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. Give that of Jesus to the world. That whosoever believes on Him should not perish. For God does not want any to perish. But He wants all to come to a saving knowledge of the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. And when you and I receive Christ, we've received that light. That He lives, He comes and He makes His abode in us. So the light is living in me. So when I open my mouth, the light pops out. When I open my mouth and share the love of Christ, Jesus loves you. Yes, your life was a wreck. My life was a wreck. When I share my testimony, out of my mouth sharing my testimony, light, light, light. My mouth opens up like a firefly. Light, light, light. Today, I pray, God, give us boldness to be the light. Give us boldness. Why aren't we being the light? Why aren't we sharing the light? Why aren't we winning souls to the kingdom? Why aren't we on our posts, fulfilling our mandate, on our jobs? God, give us souls. We cry out. Give us souls like You gave Paul and Silas souls in this passage. Acts 17:25-30, we've read. The jailer said, well, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Paul and Silas answered him. Let us have an answer. People tell us their problems. Let us have an answer. Guess what? I'm guilty. We're guilty of listening too much to the problem. And then the conversation closes and we totally forgot to be a light bearer. We totally forgot to bring the light into the situation. But let us be careful. Paul and Silas, they said, what are we saying? Say light. Speak light. Impart, depart. Light, give light. Paul and Silas spoke. They lit it up. They said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved and your household gonna be saved. Let's give them the gospel. Paul and Silas, three things. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved and your household shall be saved. And they spoke to him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. And they spoke to him the word of the Lord. Let's stop speaking so much psychology. Let's stop speaking so much, well, this is what I think. Well, this is what I would do. And they spake to him the word of the Lord. God, let us speak your words to lost people. Let us speak your words to dying generations. Let us speak your word to these millennials and the young people. Let us speak your word. People want Jesus, even when they don't know they want Jesus. How did you and I become Christ followers today? How did you and I become Christ beings today? How did you and I get saved? I wanted Jesus. I didn't know that I wanted him, but I wanted him. And he saved me. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. He saved me because someone told me about him. I'll be a Christ teller today. Will you? Will you bring him up in your conversation? Not church ease, not church talk, not church words, but just, I tell you what, I don't know all about your situation, but I can tell you what happened to me. If we just begin to share our testimonies more. Share our testimonies about how God healed us, how God raised us up, how God turned a situation around in our homes, with our children, with our marriages, with our workplaces, with our businesses, how I almost filed for bankruptcy, but the Lord, he did this. What has God done? That's light. Give people the light of God. What has God told you and showed you in his word? How did you stand on his word and his scriptures to believe for your healing until God made it manifest? That's light. Light pushes back the darkness. The darkness cannot abide where there is light. So God is calling you and I forth to be light. Bring forth the kingdom of light in demonstration and power. We're called out of the kingdom of darkness into his marvelous light. Into the kingdom of God, the kingdom of light. It's marvelous to be in the kingdom of light. But we have a responsibility. We have an assignment and a mandate to win souls to the kingdom of God. And he took in that same hour that night and washed their stripes. The jailer ministered to them, washed their stripes. The jailer was baptized, he and his straightaway. And he brought him into his house and he prepared meat for them. And he rejoiced, believing God with all his house. So we have a responsibility. We have an assignment to be the light, to be ambassadors of the kingdom of light. Let God use us. I declare, God, I'm available. God, I'm going to share my testimony. God, I'm going to be a witness. I'm going to be an example. I'm going to represent you well as your example of the kingdom of light. God, give us courage and boldness. Give us wisdom in how to win people to the kingdom of God. We pray today, as you've been listening to the Kingdom broadcast, Kingdom Sound broadcast of Victory International Praise Ministry, that has been a blessing to you, that it stirred you to be a light, that it stirred you to get the bushel off your head and light up the world with the light of God. May you walk in victory today. I pray.
Hello and welcome, everybody. Amen. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you and pick up your copy today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today. And if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-6000. 9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m., and we are located at 250 North Babcock in Melbourne.